Chanting. 9th November 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be a hero actor who becomes a flying bird instead of dangling from the branch of elevated actions. May you be a hero actor who becomes a flying bird instead of dangling from the branch of elevated actions. The elevated actions, Sreshta Karma, performed at the confluence age are a diamond branch. No matter what the elevated actions of the confluence age are, to become trapped by the bondage of elevated actions, that is, to have limited desires, is also a golden chain. You must not have this golden chain or dangle from the diamond branch, because a bondage is a bondage. Therefore, Bab Dada is reminding all the flying birds to go beyond all bondages, which are all limitations, and to become hero actor. So Baba wants us to become hero actor, and this hero actor is a flying bird, and birds should not have any diamond branch or attachment to golden chains. So hero actor is somebody who is like a flying bird, but a Brahmin soul who is doing elevated actions. These elevated actions, sometimes they only become the bondages. And these bondages, that is, means limited desires. These bondages means limited desires. They act like diamond branches. They act like golden chains. So that's why Baba is reminding all the flying birds to go beyond all bondages. And a very powerful statement Baba has made. A bondage is a bondage. No matter how beautiful it is, no matter with whatever names we are embellishing it, no matter how subtle it is, no matter what is its color, no matter how much portion of our lives is being occupied by it, a bondage is a bondage. A soul may have given up the whole world, but sometimes the container of the water which a sannyasi is holding, that kamandalu, becomes a bondage. Bondages are so subtle, and this is the world of bondages. In today's Sakar Murli, Mama said, this is the world of fear. This is the world of sin. This is the ocean of sin. This is the ocean of fear. there is an ocean of bondage. This world is an ocean of vices. So whilst living in such a world, where at every step there are bondages, to live a detached life is not very easy. It might be easy for some time, but always. To have detached mind, to have detached emotions, to live a long-standing life of detachment, a free life, without any bondage, without any attachment to any diamond branches, without any clinging to golden chains or cages or prisons, and to remain as a flying bird and to keep on scaling, flying above, soaring up above all the time. This is the great, I will say, goal of life, because everything that we do, we can become a bondage. Even to talk on getting rid of bondages can become bondage. Even the speech can become the bondage. The very churning on how to become bondage free can become a bondage. So there is a bondage at each and every step. And these are so subtle. So Baba is talking about Brahmin soul, who has recently become Brahmin, comes in Gyan, and suddenly starts relating knowledge and how those elevated karmas become bondage. He also doesn't understand. So these elevated actions of helping others, doing world welfare or whatever, they also can become bondage. So Baba is warning against this. So how much detachment there should be within us for everything. Whatever we do, that should be with spirit of detachment. Whatever we do, that should be selfless. Whatever we do, that should be in remembrance. That whatever we should do, that should be according to Srimad. Whatever we do, that should be as per Srimad, as per in the loving remembrance of God. Whatever that we do, that should be done with Trigal Darshi, and whatever that we do, that should be done in the stage of detached observership. When all these things are there, then only these elevated actions will not become bondage. Otherwise, all these Shrestha Karmas, all these elevated actions, themselves will become a bondage. So I told about 7 things. First, all actions should be done. You can start this way as per Srimad. All actions that we do, that should be according to Srimad. Second, all actions that we do, try to remain soul conscious as much as possible. Third, God consciousness. Fourth, selfless. Fifth, detachment. Sixth, Trikal Darshi. And you can add 7th, 8th, detached observer. So when all the actions are done like this, then only they are without bondage. Otherwise, all Shrestha Karmas, all elevated actions will become diamond branch which you cling or dangle upon. Or all elevated actions will become golden chains. follow Srimad as accurately as possible. That is the goal. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has used two English words, refreshment and refineness. This is the refreshment of Gyan and Yoga. So keep yourself refreshed with Gyan and Yoga. And whatever you explain to others, there should be refineness in your explanation. And that refineness will come only by deep churning of knowledge. Otherwise, your mind will be confused all the time. So when the actions are as per Srimad, there won't be any bondage. Probably we deviate from Srimad somewhere. That's why the bondage comes. Second, the actions should be done in the spirit of soul consciousness. Body is the biggest bondage or obstruction. That's why anything which is done in body consciousness becomes a bondage. Knowingly, unknowingly. Wittingly, unwittingly. All the actions which are done in God consciousness, they are elevated actions. Again, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said to develop new habit of remembering God. This is a habit you have to develop. Have this adat, new habit. Which new habit? Of remembering Baba. We should have new habits. Somebody can take this topic for future. Dr. Hemlata can take 21 new habits of Gyan and Yoga. Or Gyan. Or Brahmin life. 21 new habits. What are the new habits that we need to inculcate? To become better yogi? To become better Gyani? Baba said, this is one of the habits of remembering Baba. Just as, and how do we create habits? How do we break old habits? And how do we sustain those habits so that those habits in the long run become sanskar? And once they become sanskar, then they work automatically. Then that effort is not there. Somebody is learning bicycle, he may fall so many times. But once he learns, sometimes he removes both hands and he drives it. It becomes so easy for him. He achieves that skill, that balance, and that happiness comes to him. So, new habit of remembering Baba. We have a habit of remembering human beings, of relatives. Now create a new habit of remembering the incorporeal, who doesn't have any body. We remember those who have got bodies. So this is a good habit, but a very costly, but it pays. Though difficult, but once any habit, anything can be made easy. Anything can be made a habit. There are people in the world, they will do complex multiplications. Very difficult, but they do it so easily. Shakuntala Devi was there. She used to do all mathematical sums like this. You put anything here, 5 digits into 5 digits, and immediately she will tell this is the answer. So such difficult things even can be made habits. Mental calculation, their brain is like computer. They can retrieve, recall anything. There are people who will ask the audience to tell their first name. 500 audience. And after that, they will tell everyone what is their name. So what they did? they practiced and made that a habit. In the similar manner, remembering God can be made a habit. That's why in today's Murli Baba said, habit, new habit, refreshment, refineness should come in your explanation. Then? Selfless. Be as much selfless as possible. The moment the selfishness enters and we want something for ourselves, short-term name, glory, Maya enters. In today's Sakar Murli, at one place Baba said, those children who forget to remember Baba, they have to step back. They step back. Their legs, their feet, they go back. They can't progress ahead. The path is ahead, but they go back. Going back on the path of Purusharth means again next time you have to make more efforts. So you go back. So, selflessness, then detached. All our actions should be done with the spirit of total detachment. Because if we get attached to success, to victory, that also creates bondage. It's shown in that Chanakya that small boy, Chandragupta, he goes for that one Veer Yatra and it is very difficult. And everybody says there is a competition in that Gurukul that if you do this and if you get that something which is there, some pearl or something, you will be successful for the whole life. Then you don't have to make any efforts. So with lot of difficulties, that small boy Chandragupta, he makes and ultimately he brings that and he becomes victorious. And then they are celebrating, you know, then they are doing all those sort of gala events, painting the town red. But then the Chanakya comes and he scolds the Chandragupta. What are you doing? He says, I am celebrating victory. He says, you fool. You don't have to celebrate victory. Now prepare for the next. Don't waste the time in celebrating. And I think in this Brahmin family at present, a lot of time is going on, is wasted in celebrations. Yesterday, Sakar Murli, what did Baba say about Diwali? There are some children who have less understanding. They have the desire to go and see worldly Diwalis. But my children would not celebrate that Diwali. Your Diwali is in golden age. The Diwali is of this world is not your Diwali. This is the ocean of sin. This is the ocean of fear. This is the ocean of vices. This is the ocean of suffering. This is what Mamma said in today's Murli. So your celebration is not here. So get rid of this worldly, niggling celebrations. Next, Trikaldarshi. All the actions done in the spirit of Trikaldarshi are elevated actions. Where you weigh things, consider things. If I do this, what would be the aftermath? What would be the future ramifications of this action? And what is the present? What is the past, present and future? Considering all the three aspects of time, when any action is done, that action is elevated actions and that will not create bondage. And you will remain a hero actor. You will become a flying bird and these actions will not bind you. Because bondage is a bondage. Anything can become bondage. The next is detached observer. Sakshi is a very, very high stage of spirituality. Sometimes an argument is posed, does detached observership make you inactive or passive? Nishkriya. This Sakshi in one side and Nishkriyata inactivity on another side. It's not like that. It is the highest stage of activity, in fact. Because you are not avoiding responsibilities, you are not going away from the world, you are not adopting the path of escapism or shortcuts or what is known as bypass, but you are going through them and yet remaining detached observer all the time. So this is a very, very elevated stage, and one has to practice even this stage again and again throughout the day to look at oneself as a detached observer. Here I am. Here is everything. This is what is going on here in my life, in this world. And I see this world as a detached observer without interfering and remaining happy, cheerful in the face of all the adversities. Face is a mirror, Baba said. Mirror of what? It's a mirror of your stage. Face is the mirror of your which stage? Which stage? Inner stage. Inner sthiti. It's a mirror. So, the mirror reflects everything. It's not that somebody says that I am very happy inside, but my face is like that. The people like that, they say. I am very happy inside, but my face is sad. If you are happy within, the same happiness will reflect on the face. But happiness doesn't mean to have that belly laugh. You know, some people laugh, the whole body shakes. That is a belly laugh. Happiness or laughter is an internal stage of the mind. Laughter is a stage of self-reflection rather than giving way to boisterous laughter or that noisy laughter. That's not laughter. So, Baba says, you are, who are you? Hero actors. Hero actors means the whole drama, whole picture depends on the hero actor. If the actor, hero, falls sick, the shooting gets postponed. They can't go ahead with the movie. So this entire movie of 5,000 years depends on us, because we are the hero actors of this movie. Also, we should be a flying bird. Flying birds means we will not accept any bondage. I don't want to get caught up by diamond branches. That is limited desires. Limited desires. Or this golden chains. So one must identify the golden chains of one's own life. It's not by going away. It's not by going away or running away from responsibilities that one gets rid of golden chains. The way to get out is to get through. One author, American poet, Robert Frost, has said somewhere, the way to get out is to get through it. Suppose a man is there and he is facing a lot of problems in his life and he decides, let me run away. Let me go to some forest, and he decides, now I am okay, flying bird. It's not like that. You pass through the trials and tribulations of life, and through that, going through this, you get rid of bondage. Means try to know the situations. Try to know ins and outs of the bondages. Why that bondage is created, how that bondage is created, what is the nature of that bondage. This bondage could be anything. A relationship sometimes can become a bondage. Some work sometimes can become a bondage. Some seva sometimes can become a bondage. All elevated actions for that matter. But everything can turn into a terrible bondage. So, other question is how to get rid of these bondages. How to get rid of these bondages? Any bondage. You need two things. Either mind should be totally diverted towards God, So automatically bondages fall down. Or strong hatred for these bondages. Two ways. Develop a strong dislike for these bondages. In today's Murli Baba said, you are sannyasis. So sannyasi is someone who is free from all the bondages. Unlimited sannyasis. Unlimited monks. So we do not accept any bondage. So strong resentment, strong dislike, distaste for these bondages. And a deep internal desire to fly, to go away, to drop everything here. In today's Sakar Murli, Mama said, this world is asar. This world is without any essence. Essenceless world. The world has lost its glory. There is, in today's Murli, there is one more word that has come, temptation. Maya tempts you. So knowing the temptations, knowing their nature, knowing how we get caught in this bondages, all elevated actions can create bondage. So trying to remain as selfless as possible, as soul conscious as possible, as God conscious as possible, following as much Srimad as possible, trying to remain detached, anasakt, as much as possible, try to remain Trikaldarshi and try to remain detached observer. Otherwise, whatever you do, even scientists, they do a lot of good work. But in today's Murli Baba said, they have ghamand, arrogance. They develop lot of arrogance. Yours is the arrogance, but not that arrogance. Silence. They are science. So even good works, great works, elevated works, sevas, attainments of Brahmin life, or greater understanding of knowledge, or some skill, or some speciality, or some position, or some post, which one gets in this Brahmin life, makes one dangling on the diamond branch, or caught in the golden chain. That's why this is a very, very powerful statement. Bondage is a bondage. Somebody has greater bondage, somebody has smaller bondage. But bondage is a bondage. Now, whether it is of iron, gold, diamond, platinum, whatever, it is a bondage. No bird which is in the bondage, in the cage, is ever happy. The happiness of the bird is in the free sky. That is the only place that makes the bird happy. That vast, unlimited sky. Otherwise, anything master gives every day delicious food, makes it wear beautiful clothes, and provides all entertainment in the palace, but a bird is never happy. The happiness of the bird is to fly. So, be that flying bird. Om Shanti.